Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour.
And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the premiere performance of the new Lawrence and Lee play with music, The Pirate of New Orleans, starring Gordon McRae and his charming guest star, Dorothy Warren Show. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another musical first is brought to you, transcribed by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, sir, we have a brand new operetta for you tonight. Dorothy Warren Show will be the unforgettable Suzanne, and I shall be Jean Lafitte, the Pirate of New Orleans.
Down in New Orleans on the old Gulf Coast, there's a walking, talking, singing ghost who wanders round your French town looking for a spot to set himself down. On a foggy night, if you should meet this pirate ghost down a lonely street, just tip your hat, then move your feet. Cause the German man is joy at sea. Anybody in New Orleans will tell you, on nights when the fog sits on the river and the moon is aching through the clouds, Jean Lafitte walks through New Orleans town, remembering the days he was a pirate king.
Gentlemen, I propose a toast to the most daring, the most courageous, the most romantic buccaneer in the memory of man, myself.
Have we no majesty on Grand Terre, Lafitte?
Why should we have? Show me a man who's my equal, Dominique, and I'll be modest.
All we know about you is stories, Lafitte. Which is true?
Well, it depends. What have you heard?
Is it true that you came from Guadeloupe and moved to the town of Gumbo Soup?
I've heard a lot of people speak that you came from the Isle of Martinique.
Perhaps.
And you're mer and fair, like the king and queen, were guests of Madame Guillotine.
Silence!
Tell us, Lafitte, is it really true?
As true as your name is Dominique, you see, Louis, with your cut-off nose, there's not a man who really knows. And I'll tell you why, for sue you help. I made the whole thing up myself. good glass of ale, life will never grow stale till we die. Till we die. To the moon, to the sun, to the work that we've never done, but we laugh at the rain as we drink our champagne, and our talk is profane as we sing this refrain. We'll have fun.
Where do we travel tonight, Lafitte? Is there a Spanish merchantman waiting to be relieved of its silver?
No, Dominique. I'm traveling alone tonight. All of you will remain here on Grand Terre. I alone will slip into New Orleans.
Is it safe, Lafitte? Governor Claiborne has set a price on your head. There are notices all over the city.
I wish to read one of those notices and laugh at it. Also, tonight I wish to dance.
Dance?
There is a masquerade ball at the governor's mansion. I wish to hear the latest rumors about my closest friend, myself. I shall wear a mask and go in the disguise of a respectable citizen. How beautifully you dance, mademoiselle.
Merci, monsieur.
Won't you tell me your name?
Ah, this is a night of disguises.
Please.
Very well. It is Suzanne Martin.
Suzanne Martin. It rhymes.
And your name, monsieur?
Napoleon Bonaparte, emperor of the world. With you in my arms, I feel like an emperor.
Listen to the minuet. How lovely it is.
Yes.
Monsieur Beethoven is all the rage, you know, on both sides of the Atlantic.
Oh?
If ever I leave this city, I shall think always of the cotillions. The happy dancing hour. When twilight weeps a gentle fear over land, over sea, my heart will always tenderly to the friendly land I love so well. When love is done with love in eye, over dreams of the throng, I will dream of sweet and happy all, when all the world was glad and bright.
Lovely, Mademoiselle Suzanne. Would you come out to the balcony with me?
One cannot refuse the request of an emperor.
You have no idea how beautiful you look in the moonlight, even behind the alluring mask.
Monsieur must certainly be an American, for they are the only people in the world who tell lies almost as beautifully as Frenchmen.
I am everything, Mademoiselle, and nothing. I'm homesick. Boy, home I have never had.
Oh?
Have you listened to the city, Suzanne?
Listened to it?
Ah, the sounds of the river, the street cries. Down Perdido Valley, there is an old Creole woman with a basket of berries balanced on her head. The city is full of music.
I know why your chimney won't draw.
Even the chimney sweep sings. You know, I'd like to be a chimney sweep, Suzanne. Must be something like flying. A bird with dirty wings and a very strange song.
Can't make no cake, and
is it only the minor alarm? For it's Romany, 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 lady. I know why your chimney won't draw, never will draw.
Romany,
Romany,
you understand, Suzanne, why a man would wish for a home in the city of music?
Where is your home, monsieur?
Attention, ladies and gentlemen!
The governor!
Perhaps we better go inside and see what's happening.
My friend, I wish to warn all of you to be on your guard. Jean Lafitte is somewhere here in New Orleans tonight. As you know, I have posted notices throughout the city offering a reward of $500. For the delivery of Jean Lafitte to the sheriff of the parish of Orleans. Well, look here. Alongside each of my notices, the scoundrel has posted this. I offer $1,500 for the delivery of Governor Claiborne to Grand Terre. Signed, Jean Lafitte.
Monsieur le Governor.
Yes, young man.
Let me be the first to volunteer. Lead a party to capture this devil.
I thank you, young man. Do not go into the streets alone, ladies.
I bid you good night, Suzanne.
Good night, monsieur. Be careful.
Tell me, where can I find you if by chance some evening soon the music and the moonlight lure me back to the city?
Here. I am governess to the governor's small son.
Oh, governor's governess. I like that. I will see you tomorrow night, Suzanne, for I have high doubts that I will succeed by then capturing a man as clever, as daring, as brilliant as Jean Lafitte.
Good night, monsieur.
Until then, Suzanne, I offer a toast.
To the sea, to the sky, to the look in a woman's eye, for the girl to behold who is finer than gold, we shall always be bold and we'll never go old till we
return in a moment with the second act of The Pirate of New Orleans. In this America of ours, which depends so much on its vast system of transportation for both commerce and defense, which form of transportation do you think is most important? That was the question a well-known public opinion research organization recently asked men and women from all parts of the country. And as you might expect, most of them answered the railroads. Why did they feel that way? Well, they were thinking, as we all are these days, of the importance of national defense. And it's obvious that only the railroads have the capacity to handle the tremendous transportation job involved in the long-distance mass movements of men and defense materials. In World War II, for example, the railroads hauled more than 90% of all war freight and 97% of all organized military travel. Equally important is the fact that our peacetime economy is built around the railroad freight train. Now, you may have heard it said that other forms of transportation haul more tonnage than railroads. But the only way you could figure that is to leave out the all-important factor of the distance the freight is hauled. In other words, you would have to count a ton of freight moved 1 mile across town by truck, the same as a ton of freight moved clear across the country by railroad. Actually, of course, when you count both tons and the distance those tons are hauled, you find, according to the figures of the Interstate Commerce Commission, that the railroads last year performed nearly 5 times as much intercity freight transportation service as all the motor trucks put together. The railroads, in fact, moved more tons of freight more miles than all other forms of transportation combined, and did it at charges which averaged far less than those of any other agency offering a general range of transportation service. Now, those facts are mighty important to you. Just imagine what it would be like if any considerable part of the freight that now moves over the privately owned steel highways of the railroads were to travel on the public highways you use and pay for with your tax dollars. And the more of America's freight that moves over the steel highways of the railroads, the less will be the cost of public highways, and the greater will be your enjoyment and safety when you use them. Now, here is Act Two of the new Lawrence and Lee play with music, The Pirate of New Orleans, starring Gordon McRae as Lafitte and Dorothy Warrenshould as Suzanne.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
A lot of stories about Mr. Jean Lafitte, but this one we know is true because it's written down in the history books.
Mr. Jean Lafitte, he liked the Yanks, and so he got over all the things. One time, John Doe set himself down.
Go to sleep, Georges, like a good boy.
All right.
Suzanne.
Monsieur, how did you get in here?
Through the window.
Who's that, Suzanne?
A friend, Georges, a very nice man. I'm putting the boy to sleep.
Well, I'll help you.
Sing me to sleep, Suzanne.
All right, Georges.
Story, George, all about the marvelous things you can see and hear once you sweep your cares away and start to dream. Eh?
Dreamland opens here. Sweep the dream path clear. Listen, George.
Had enough stories for tonight, George.
Just one more?
Let me. George, once upon a time, there was a pirate.
A terrible pirate?
Oh, very terrible. But nobody liked him very much. He didn't even like himself. And when at night he wished to sweep the dream path clear, he had no place to lay his head. He wished more than anything to belong someplace, in a country or in a city, in a parish. So he thought that if just once he could do a special favor for the people of a city, perhaps one day they might think of him as a fellow citizen. Yeah, the boy's asleep.
Yes, but I am suddenly awake, monsieur.
What do you mean, Suzanne?
How you told that story, with the tears inside of you.
Why, Suzanne,
You are Lafitte. You are Jean Lafitte.
Does it frighten you?
Oh, no, but you must leave quickly before they find you here.
Suzanne, I have defended burning ships at sea, island fortresses, and happy world of oceans. I'm not afraid of what might happen to me in the nursery.
Suzanne, are you all right in there?
Yes, Governor. Please, climb out of the window quickly. They'll kill you.
I thank you for your concern, Suzanne. Go to the door. Open it and let the governor in.
No.
Please, do as I say.
The guard said he thought he saw a shadow, and so I'm checking every room to... Lafitte.
Your servant, Governor Claiborne.
What are you doing in my house? The boy. Is my boy all right?
He sleeps. He dreams. Monsieur Lafitte sang him a lullaby.
Oh, Suzanne, you permitted this? There's a price on this man's head.
There's a price on your head too, Governor. It just depends on which poster you read. $500, really, Governor, for my head. It's hardly the price of a haircut.
God!
Just one moment, Governor. This morning at dawn, I was back on Grande Terre, and I had a visit from the British. Commodore Patterson offered me $30,000 in gold and a captaincy in the British Navy if I would lead their ships into New Orleans Harbor.
Are you here to bargain, Lafitte? What do you want from us? $40,000 and an admiral's braid?
My men and I will join the American forces and aid you in repelling the invasion. All we ask is an act of oblivion for all that we have done up till now.
I do not make bargains with pirates.
Then I bid you good night. I shall exit the way I came. Bless you, Suzanne.
What happened?
Shh. Everything's all right, George.
The story. Go on with the story. How does it end?
To this story, George, I am afraid there is no ending.
Naturally, General Jackson,
I refuse, Governor Claiborne. There might be situations where pirates could be right and governors could be wrong.
I cannot imagine such a situation, General.
You don't have to imagine it, Governor. It's happening right now. Communicate with Lafitte at once.
What?
The United States government accepts his offer.
Dominique, sing this song and the flag we are flying.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle, Dandy.
Fire! Sing Cotnos, sing Palouse.
My deep user kind little chap and we'll be girls behind.
Gentlemen, I have a communication from the President of the United States. I, James Madison, do proclaim a free and full pardon to every pirate who participated in the Battle of New Orleans, and do declare they are citizens of the United States in the full enjoyment of their liberties.
Welcome to the Victory Ball, Citizen Lafitte.
I thank you, Suzanne.
Oh, just listen to the music. I am certain no dance will ever replace the minuet.
How could it?
Is that the thief of the high seas dancing with Mademoiselle Suzanne?
Yes, the pirate.
Imagine the insolence.
Suzanne, I...
Don't listen to them, Jean, please.
No, I shall not make a scene, Suzanne. I shall not spoil the pretty picture of dancing hours. But I do not belong here.
Come with me, Jean, out onto the balcony.
No, Suzanne, it is no use.
My friend, I cannot say to you what I feel. Perhaps I can tell you with music. Lazy.
beautiful sentiment, Suzanne. But I do not belong here. Presidents may make proclamations, but I shall always be Lafitte the pirate.
Where are you going?
Back to the high seas. Dominique has an idea that perhaps we might rescue the great Napoleon from the island of St. Helena. I shall wander with the winds, Suzanne.
No.
A man is what he is. Perhaps someday I shall find a home.
Lafitte.
Yes, Dominique.
Why do you stand here on deck and gaze across the water? What are you listening for?
I don't know. Distant music, perhaps. A minuet, maybe.
Story. Now you know the why and wherefore.
He wanders round the old French town, looking for a spot to set himself down.
That shadow there, the face in the fog, the wail from the river,
it's Mr. Jean Lafitte, citizen of New Orleans.
On the dead man's name,
thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely Dorothy Warren Show will be back in just a moment. And meanwhile, our thanks to Thurl Ravenscroft, who was the ballad singer, to Bill Conrad, who was Dominique Yu, to Herb Butterfield, William Johnstone, and Richard Beals, and to our entire company. The Pirate of New Orleans was written especially for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Glee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at the same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
Next Thursday marks the 10th anniversary of the Army Transportation Corps, which directed the movement of the millions of soldiers and the millions of tons of freight they required, both in the United States and overseas during World War II. And since the outbreak of war in Korea, the Transportation Corps is again moving men and materiel where they are needed, when they are needed. The American Railroads, which work closely with the Transportation Corps by providing dependable mass transportation service, proudly salute this youngest of the Army Technical Services on its 10th birthday.
Dorothy, you were wonderful.
What's on the show train next week, Gordon?
Well, Lucille Norman will be our guest, and we're going to recall the wonderful days of vaudeville and the early days of radio. The show is called Starlight.
All aboard!
Well, folks, it looks as though we're ready to pull out, and so until next Monday, and Starlight, this is Gordon McRae saying good night.
The Railroad Hour was transcribed in Hollywood. Gordon McRae can be seen starring in Warner Brothers' About Face. A choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Next, it's Ezio Pinza as guest of the Telephone Hour on NBC.